Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Frank Schwab of NFL on Yahoo Sports joins us to talk about everything that went down in the NFL on Sunday, Pain Day. And, of course, this Redskins game tonight, boy, do they look terrible. Not only that, the kicker, he's missed a couple, right, and then missed an extra point. Am I imagining things? This guy just keeps shanking kicks. What is going on? And their quarterback, he threw a TD, but Keenum has been terrible. They went for two. We were talking, Frank, about this. Gruden can't be long for this world at this job. It's got to end, finally, the bleeding.
Yeah, I even wonder if does he make it through tomorrow morning? I mean, it's not that bad. Maybe the final score ends up to the point where Daniel Snyder's not furious at the world and he survives a little longer, but this is just awful. We all think of Daniel Snyder as this impatient guy, right? And he is. But there were 11 coaches in the NFL who had spent, this was at least their fifth year with their team. Gruden was the only one with a losing record, and Gruden was the only one without a playoff win. He has been strangely patient with Jay Gruden, and it hasn't paid off at all. Their game plan tonight stinks. Their talent level's bad. There's just not one positive thing about the Washington Redskins franchise right now. And you have to assume that Daniel Snyder is just sitting in his box just fuming watching.
Can you believe that they wouldn't put Haskins in after this guy throws three picks and they're getting their ass beat like this in their building on national television, that he wouldn't put that kid in at this point? I think that should get him fired.
Yeah, maybe. I think the only counter argument to that is the Redskins line is so bad that you don't want that kid going in there and just getting his tail handed to him. That's the state of affairs in Washington right now, where you are such a bad football team that you don't want to expose your rookie first-round pick to being out on the field with these guys.
Yeah,
I mean, if that doesn't tell you something about where Washington is, I don't know what else to say.
Is Reed's career over, Jordan Reed?
I don't know. I don't want to make a decision for a guy, but part of me does hope so. Boy, you wonder about the guy's quality of life after football. I mean, I know football's important to him, I'm sure, and, you know, that's how he makes his money, and you hate to tell anybody what to do, but at some point, Jordan, this is dangerous territory for him, and I just hope whatever he chooses, whatever happens, I hope everything turns out okay for him.
He's had massive concussions, and they won't let him play. I don't think he should play. What did you think of the Rams holding off the Browns last night in Cleveland?
I think when it comes to the Rams, I know they're 3-0 and coming off the Super Bowl and all that, but they haven't impressed me at all. I just wonder, is Jared Goff good? I know he's solid, but he ain't the $110 million guy. I don't know really if they're ever going to compete for a title with him. But again, they're 3-0. I think the Browns handed it to him yesterday. Freddie Kitchens just has too much on his plate. Sometimes the step up from Jobs is just too tough for guys. There are guys, Sean Payton can call a game and be a great head coach. God bless him. Great. Not everybody can do that, and now it seems like Freddie Kitchens is more Ben McAdoo than a Sean Payton, where it's just too overwhelming, and the offense has not been good. That draw play on 4th and 9 or passing 4 straight times on the 5-yard line, it doesn't look good for the Browns right now. I'm really wondering, maybe they're just not good. Maybe I don't know that necessarily Baker Mayfield's overrated, but he sure doesn't look good, and their coaching staff sure looks in over his head. It's just not good news in Cleveland right now.
Do you think that, because he comes across to me, this is just my observation of him, like he's angry at, there's something pathetic about him. He's like mad at the media because he can't make the right calls, and then he wants to get in a fight with a bunch of writers after the game. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and it's one of those deals where, again, this is part of the job that he wasn't exposed to before. He had half a year as an offensive coordinator, interim offensive coordinator, and you're basically insulated. You're sitting in your office and devising these game plans and breaking out film and doing what probably he's pretty good at, I guess. He had a good half season. But everything changes when you move one seat over to the left, to use a basketball term. It's a different deal. You're dealing with the media and criticism and everybody jumping on you all the time. And whatever drama there is in the locker room that we might or might not know about, it's a different job, and he doesn't seem like he's handling it too well. And you just wonder, like, I get why they hired him, but you do have to wonder now, was that a mistake? Are they going to have to kind of walk this back if the season doesn't get on track pretty soon?
I mean, maybe they very well could. I mean, most of the time they give they give these guys 4 or 5 years. But if it's really bad, I don't think it'll be really bad, though, because I think they got a lot of talent. Frank Schwab with us from Yahoo Sports. What'd you think of Daniel Jones and his performance on the Barkley injury, how that'll affect the Giants?
Yeah, first with Daniel Jones, this is what he was in the preseason, too. You watch that guy and you're saying, okay, now this is what Dave Gettleman saw. And if Gettleman wants to take a little bit of a victory lap right now, he's entitled, because a lot of people pounced on him. Some of it was unfair. Everybody freaked out when they drafted him 6th instead of waiting for 17. Well, they didn't know he was going to be there 17. I've never liked that argument. He stood on the table for a guy and said, I like Daniel Jones. I'm going to take him 6th. He's going to be a good quarterback. And everything about him screams that he is pretty good. He was like 29 of 34 in the preseason, and he was throwing the ball downfield. He's athletic. He seems to know where to go with the ball. He can extend plays. He's not scared. He's got that ability. He's kind of the opposite of Marcus Mariota right now, where he doesn't mind letting it fly and taking some chances. So, like, everything about him, and it's what we saw in the preseason. Now, this job gets tougher without Saquon Barkley. Look, Saquon's one of the best players in the NFL. And that's the kind of injury that if you come back too soon, you're just not the same guy. So I think the Giants have to be really careful. Don't bring that guy back too early. It's just one of those, if you bring him back too early, it's just going to ruin his entire season.
No doubt about it. Frank Schwab at Yahoo Sports. Do you think that was a good game in Kansas City, Mahomes and Jackson? I thought it played out the way it should. I mean, it was close to the line. It was just a good game.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, the Ravens come out of there, and they're probably thinking, boy, if we would have done this, that, we could hang with that team. They're probably not scared if they got to face that team again in the playoffs. But I can't believe how good Patrick Mahomes is. I said before the season, everybody's talking about regression, and I agreed and said, look, if Patrick Mahomes goes out there and throws 5,050 again, we're going to have to start talking about, maybe we're seeing the start of the greatest career in NFL history. I don't even think that's hyperbole, because nobody has ever thrown back-to-back 55,000 seasons. Manning's the only one to do it, period. And now Mahomes might do it. He might go 2 for 2 in his first 2 seasons. He's at 10 touchdowns already. He looks so good, even without Tyreek Hill in the lineup. Even without Damian Williams yesterday. It just doesn't matter. He's the best player in the NFL right now. The Kansas City should be just thrilled to have that guy. And you wonder how aggressive they're going to get with something like a Jalen Ramsey trade, because they need to be looking at this and saying, our Super Bowl window is wide open right now. We're not paying Patrick Mahomes $50 million a year yet. We need to take advantage of this and try to get our ring right now.
Frank Schwab with Yahoo Sports. What do you think of the Bills, the way they've jumped out 3-0? A lot of people still don't believe in them because of who they played. I don't buy that. Anytime you win in the NFL, it's not easy.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that we're looking at a team with a really, really good defense. I like their defense coming into the year, and that's really paid off for them. A lot of young guys, a lot of young talent. McDermott's a good coach on that side of the ball for sure. I'm not entirely sold on Josh Allen, but he has his moments. He's getting better. He's got the skills. He could be that guy. We'll know after Sunday. I don't even know. I think they have to beat the Patriots. I don't think they will beat the Patriots. But there's going to be a big difference between, did you get blown out? Did you lose 24-3? Or did you hang with them and, maybe you got clipped in the final 2 minutes by a Gostkowski field goal or something? I really think we're going to learn a lot about them. I'm not blown away yet. They fell behind 16-0 to the Jets. And, okay, they beat a Eli Manning Giants team. And they blew a lead against the Bengals at home. So I'm not sure I'm totally sold. But hey, I could be sold after Sunday, even in a loss. If they come out and play the Patriots tough, I'll jump on their bandwagon.
What did you think of Kyle Allen? He's done this before, where he came in for Newton and had a game against the Saints and threw some bombs. I thought he looked even better against Arizona.
Looked great, and now you don't get to play the Arizona secondary every week. They're terrible, but he looked in control, looked like he had a lot of poise. I was impressed. And you just wonder, look, Cam Newton ain't losing his job yet. But what if Kyle plays well this week? What if he's, you know, gets a week five start, plays well again? All of a sudden, 0-2 becomes maybe 3-2. It's going to be complicated. Let's put it that way. And I think what we have to start looking at with Cam is if Kyle Allen plays well enough, the Panthers are basically not on the hook for Cam Newton's contract after this year. They can cut him at a pretty big cap savings. Is it going to be worth it for them to have, I think he's a $22 million cap hit or something next year? If we don't even know what he is kind of anymore as a player, he's just different because he's not running anymore. He's not great from the pocket when that's his only dimension. I'm really interested. I love Cam Newton. I've loved watching him play. He's so unique. But we have to wonder, maybe we're seeing the changing of the guard, especially Kyle Allen keeps playing like this.
How about Deshaun Watson, that performance he put on in L.A. yesterday?
Man, he is so good. He is so much fun to watch. It's amazing he wasn't the first pick of the draft. Now that you look back and you just say, well, why wasn't he? He was so great at Clemson. And then he just came in and he is, there's maybe five quarterbacks in the league, six, seven, that just, you can put them with any coach, any scheme, any teammates, and they're going to succeed. And he's one of them. He is just fantastic. He's so much fun to watch. I think he's going to win an MVP before he's done. As long as Mahomes doesn't win like 11 in a row or anything, he's just incredible. He's tough. He takes a ton of hits behind that terrible line. I don't think Bill O'Brien's a great coach, but yet here Deshaun Watson is just making it work. I am blown away by how good he is, and he's just great for the game. He's just one of those instant superstars. You can, it's just so easy to root for that.
Frank, great stuff tonight. Always a pleasure having you on the bench. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Enjoy the rest of this crappy game.
No doubt. I appreciate it.
All right. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.